The Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your stories.
Story.
20 Brigade. Germany.
Soldiers from across the British Army who will deploy on Op Heric 20 as part of the Brigade Reconnaissance Force have been in Germany undergoing 3 weeks of mission-specific training. WO2 Barry Taylor is the training warrant officer for the Surveillance Reconnaissance Wing.
The Brigade Reconnaissance Forces, you've got the RMP in there, obviously specialists for the detainees and the evidence handling. You've got engineers, all the specialists you need to make up a unit that's deployable, can go anywhere and do anything that's needed at short notice, and they're all made up within the BRF.
The MST involves getting commanders to go through some planning exercises and taking the junior soldiers through some low-level specific Afghan drills.
Demonstration of multi-room combat. Afghans normally, the compounds are normally of a specific style. However, we teach them how to go upstairs and to enter multiple rooms just in case they come across that. What we need to do, we need to train for every eventuality, and that's what we're trying to do to the best of our ability.
Sinalaga Base, 1st the Queen's Dragoon Guards, will be the lead element of the BRF in Afghanistan. Officer Commanding C Squadron, Major Hugo Lloyd.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we've got people who have been to Afghanistan before. The thing we're telling them specifically about this tour is that they shouldn't try and template their experience onto the experience that they're going to have, because it's going to be such a different situation. The NSF have been in the lead now for over a year and have the security lead. We're closing our last remaining bases, so that experience is useful, but also we need people to go with a fresh set of eyes as well, in order to make sure that we get out in the very best order that we should.
Lance Bombardier Tom Donisthorpe from 47 Regiment Royal Artillery has been selected to join the BRF.
Yeah, I was really chuffed. This is actually my first tour, despite being in the army for almost 4 years now. So being nominated for the BRF, obviously I'm doing something right in my regiment, and I'm just really pleased to be given this opportunity.
Corporal Gareth Roberts was part of the BRF on Op Heric 15.
Looking forward to it in a way. I enjoy doing tours, and I'm a section commander, so there's going to be a lot of responsibility sort of bringing the guys on that haven't done it before. But it's also quite historic because we're going to be sort of the last British troops that are out of there, so it's something to tell the grandkids.
This is Charlie Wildgoose reporting for BFBS on the Sennelager training area in Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling,
then tell us about it.
Email your stories at bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.